You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of Ashland men were arrested on Friday night after authorities responded to reports of a disturbance and allegedly uncovered guns, drugs, and a potential explosive device. According to the Ashland Police Department, officers responding to the Prentice Avenue home say they discovered a convicted felon in possession of multiple loaded firearms at the home, as well as methamphetamine and the potential explosive device. The surrounding homes were temporarily evacuated, and the bomb squad was called in to safely remove the device. Washburn County is looking for residents interested in working as support staff at the Oak Youth Center in Spooner. The Oak Youth Center operates under the Department of Health and Human Services, and Washburn County is looking to fill a pool of staff that can work casual hours as requested throughout the year. Interested residents can find the application online or by contacting the county personnel office, and applications will be accepted until all of the positions are filled. The positions will involve assisting with programming offered at the Youth Center. An Almena man accused of stealing a vehicle and operating while intoxicated has been charged in Barron County Circuit Court. 52-year-old Feliciano Sanchez Tensahua now faces felony charges for taking and driving a vehicle without the owner's consent and bail jumping, as well as misdemeanor charges for second offense OWI and operating while revoked. He was arrested last week when Barron County deputies responded to a two-vehicle crash on Highway P. A preliminary breath test allegedly showed a BAC of nearly three times the legal limit. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is proposing legislation aimed at recruiting more out-of-state workers to Wisconsin. The bill is being circulated for co-sponsorship and would establish a grant program for municipalities, tribal organizations, and nonprofits. The grant program would allow those organizations to present funding proposals to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to persuade workers to relocate to their regions. The initiative comes amid significant population decline projections in the state over the next 25 years. A recent study conducted by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the number of students struggling with homelessness in the state is rising. The study found that there were over 20,000 public school students identified as homeless during the 2023-2024 school year, the highest mark since 2019. The total was a roughly 9% increase over the previous year, despite the total number of enrolled students dropping by over 1%. Studies show homeless students face more educational barriers and have lower average attendance rates. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to share the road as the law of the month for May. Drivers should be on the lookout for smaller vehicles like motorcycles, ATVs, and bicycles, as well as farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles on the road. According to their preliminary data for 2024, over 1,800 motorcyclists were hurt in crashes and 102 were killed. It also found there were nearly 900 crashes involving bicycles in the state last year, a 22% increase over the five-year average. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is in court this week arguing against the approval of permits issued for the Enbridge Energy Line 5 pipeline relocation project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The 41-mile pipeline relocation project has been at the center of legal challenges by tribal and environmental groups for years. Earlier this year, the Department of Natural Resources also issued permits necessary for the project. The Bad River Band argues the relocated pipeline could still pose a danger to the environment and violates the Clean Water Act. Fire crews were at work in Burnett County on Monday afternoon after a pair of wildfires were reported in the town of Swiss. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the fires were reported at around 3 p.m. on Monday amid elevated wildfire danger warnings, covering a combined 120 acres. Fire officials reported that the blazes were contained on Monday night but continued monitoring the area for hotspots overnight. No evacuations were ordered and no structures were damaged. The causes remain under investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in the yearly Karner Blue Butterfly Volunteer Monitoring Program. Each year, the program seeks to track the endangered butterfly across the state to help DNR officials sustain its population. According to a press release, Wisconsin currently has the largest number of Karner Blue Butterflies remaining in the country as habitat loss, fragmentation, and climate change contribute to population decline. Registration and training materials can be found on the DNR website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents to verify the mileage of a vehicle they're planning to purchase. According to a press release, the DMV identified nearly 6,000 vehicles that showed signs of odometer rollbacks in 2024 for an estimated total of nearly 614,000 miles. That mark was over three times as high as the over 1,700 odometer rollbacks discovered in 2023. The DMV is also reminding drivers that their website contains resources to verify a car's mileage. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only three hits through nine innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last this month for sure. It's really sputtered. Yeah, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations. But I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are two episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twin Smoke and Stack in Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible at some point here during the day. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. A couple of those could be severe with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.